have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Becky Drager's in with us this morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Well, good. You look actually a little brighter eyed than the rest of us do in here. What's your secret? It's good living, huh?
I guess so. I don't have one, I guess.
Okay. Hey, let's talk. We're going to talk Pheasants Forever this morning. Becky is with the Cass County chapter of Pheasants Forever, serving as the youth coordinator. And I see you've got a youth event coming up here later this month on the 24th of October. Wouldn't it be great if the weather could be like this?
I really kind of hope we have good weather that day.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. It's the youth hunt. Is that something you've done for a long time?
They have done it for a very long time. Both of my sons have participated in it. My older one's participated more than my younger one. I'm not exactly for certain how many years they have done it, but they've done it for several years. They've even done a dove hunt before. We're really focused on trying to get the youth more involved to keep the hunting going on throughout the next chapter of everyone's life.
Yeah, why is it important to get the youngsters involved? Just to get them that first taste?
I think you get them the first taste, and then they kind of get hooked on it. And there's so many other things that are available to our youth now that hunting, I think, has kind of become a lost art unless they've been raised around it.
True. That's very true. I think most folks would probably say the same thing that, you know, typically dad, you know, if dad didn't introduce me to hunting, probably never would have enjoyed it at all. So it's nice to have an opportunity for everybody to have this chance to get out and learn a little bit more. What will the day be like for kids?
We're going to meet at Hy-Vee in the parking lot about 8 a.m. There'll be several other members from the chapter there. We're going to have a couple of guys from the chapter bring some dogs with us to go hunting. We encourage that they get registered with me before the morning of the hunt. I'd appreciate it if they'd get us notified by the 22nd so that if we know we have a bunch that we can get some extra help. Parents are more than welcome to come along. The youth needs to have completed at least hunter safety education.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a shotgun. We provide the ammunition, whether it's 12 gauge or 20 gauge. And then if they do not have a shotgun, we will do our best to get them one.
Try to give everybody that wants to participate a chance to participate.
Yes.
Very good. What's the cost?
There is no cost to this.
So why do you do it for free then? If it's not a fundraising event, why do you do it for free?
Just to get the youth involved so that they can experience it.
Becky, it's an opportunity too to get them out and get them interested in the outdoors. I mean, it's not necessarily just about hunting, is it?
No, getting them involved, letting them know that there's something else to do than to play, quote, the Xbox or the PlayStation.
Well, no doubt about that. It's a lot more fun to be out in the outdoors. And Pheasants Forever is a lot more than just hunting. It's also about the environment, about what's going on out there, about the habitat. There are a lot of things that Pheasants Forever does that really don't take the headlines.
That is very true. Just to give you a little bit of history on them, there's over 103 Pheasants Forever chapters. There's one Quail Forever chapter and four student Pheasant Forever chapter within the 99 counties of Iowa. Here locally, we have about 200 members in our chapter. When you become a member of Pheasants Forever, you can enroll at the banquet. Like this year's, our banquet is February 27th, 2016. When you sign up, you have the opportunity to enroll right there. We send in all your membership information for you. Then you get the card in the mail, and if you bring your children with, they can become members of the Ringneck. All three of my children are members of the Ringneck, and they look forward every month to getting their magazine that we send out.
So a lot of opportunities there for anybody of any age, really.
Yes.
Is there a low age on this? Is there, like, so for example, for the hunting day, is there a certain age they have to be?
To complete hunter safety education, they need to have been 12.
Okay.
But we have taken some younger ones. We just ask that the parents go along with them.
Sure. Do you need volunteers then that day too?
I think we have plenty of volunteers for that. I know myself and my husband are going, and our president, Rick Canning, will be there with his wife, Laura Canning. There'll be several other members from our chapter. I don't have an exact number or exact names and numbers yet of everyone who's coming with us.
Now, there are no guarantees on the day for the youngsters. This isn't some sort of a canned hunt where it's...
Nope.
No.
We're going to go hunt some public land down by the Hitchcock House. There's no guarantees. We know that there are pheasants out there because our numbers are up here in the state again, which is a nice thing to see. Out where I live, southeast of town, we have seen plenty of pheasants here, and it's kind of nice to see them again because there's been several hard winters here lately that have taken our numbers down.
Yeah, well, and with harvest now really in full swing, and if we can continue to have some nice dry weather for a little bit longer, it would be nice. We can clear those fields out and get a little better opportunity.
Yes.
Excellent. So, and this, the pheasant hunt, it's an early morning event. It starts at 8 o'clock, correct?
Yep, we're going to meet at the Hy-Vee parking lot at 8 o'clock. And then I suppose we'll leave there between 8:30 and a quarter to 9 to head out to where we're going. There'll be a form for everyone to kind of give us some information that morning before we leave. And parents are more than welcome to come along. In fact, we kind of encourage it. We do need that the parents that are going along, that they have completed the hunter education themselves, plus have their hunting license.
That's kind of why you want them to register in advance if they could.
Yes.
And how do they do that?
They can get a hold of me at 712-249-5130.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. And again, if they're, do they need to know when they register if they're going to be short on anything like shells or
perhaps
they would need a gun?
We will provide them with a box of ammunition, either 12 gauge or 20 gauge. I will ask that when they call me.
Okay.
We encourage that they bring safety goggles for, or shooting goggles, mm-hmm. I should say, ear protection, and then, you know, bring an orange vest. That's kind of a given requirement when you go hunting.
If they've taken the hunter safety course, they should know a lot of this stuff already.
Yes, they
right?
should know that already.
Okay, very good. And hopefully that'll be a good launching point for them too. Now, I suppose with the youth hunt, you get sometimes you get some kids, it's their first time ever. And sometimes you get kids who've been out plenty of times.
Yes. To be very honest with you, this is the first time that I have personally done it myself. Mm-hmm. My husband usually takes our boys.
All right, so new blood this time, huh?
Yes.
Very good, very good. Well, it's good to get other people involved, and that's kind of the whole purpose. But you've been involved in Pheasants Forever for a while?
My husband and I have been members for, I suppose, 5 or 6 years. I was just asked this year to be on the board, and a couple meetings ago I was asked to be the youth coordinator.
But you were at the meeting, right?
Yes, I was at the meeting.
Okay.
They didn't just hand it to me.
You still
got
elected.
I still got elected.
Okay. See how that works. Very good. Why did you guys decide to join Pheasants Forever in the first place? Why was it a good fit for you?
I guess I used to enjoy going pheasant hunting when I was in high school. I have an older brother. And then my husband is an active hunter. So I've just kind of stayed involved, and we just chose to stay involved in it.
Be supportive.
Yes.
Very good. So why should folks consider joining an organization like Pheasants Forever? Because it is pretty active around here.
Yes, we're very active around here. This year we helped the Atlantic Archery team. Mm-hmm. In fact, at our banquet, they even finished selling their raffle tickets for the bow that they raffled off, and it was drawn the night of our banquet. I can't remember, but I do know that it was a young girl from Griswold that had won the bow.
Very good. So not just supportive of what the Pheasants Forever are doing, but you try to support other groups as well.
Yep. And we sent two girls to a camp this summer. They got to kind of, I think girls kind of get left out of thinking that they can't go hunting just because they're a girl, but that's totally wrong in my world.
I'm not going to say a word because she's sitting right here across the table from me this morning. Well, it's great. It's good. Well, and that's something everyone can do. And like you said, what are your alternatives as a youngster? Sitting around playing Xbox?
Not at my house.
I mean, let's get up. Let's get active. Let's go do some things.
I think we need to keep our youth active because I think they're losing the fine arts that compared to what there was when I was growing up.
You bet. And it's also about awareness as well. As we said, it's not just about hunting with Pheasants Forever. It's about the habitat. It's about doing a lot of things for the outdoors in a positive manner. So if you want to be supportive of that, it's an easy way to do it is to just to join the organization, get involved. And again, that Youth Pheasant Hunt is coming up on Saturday, October 24th. And that is open to any youngsters who have completed the hunter safety training. Starts at 8 a.m., runs until noon. You just meet up in the Hy-Vee parking lot here in Atlantic at 8 a.m., that day, but you do need to call Becky first. And that number again, Becky?
712-249-5130.
And she'll let you know exactly what you need to provide to make sure that they have a great experience that day.
That's our plan.
Excellent. Hey, have a great Monday.
You too, Jim.